You're wondering which road you should be taking. You're asking questions and waiting for some answers. And they come parading in like Broadway dancers. So many things are meant to confuse. So be careful with what you choose. Listen, there's only one way to get to those heavenly gates. You gotta know the man who's been here from the start, not just with your head, but in your heart. Trust him today, he's the only way. I hear people talking, saying choose a way, 'cause in the end, it will all turn out the same. Well, that's the problem with religion, it ain't worth a dime, 'cause it'll leave you to hang every time. So many things, they just confuse. So be careful with what you choose. Yeah, 'cause there's only one way to get to those heavenly gates. You gotta know the man who's been here from the start, not just with your head, but in your heart. Trust him today, 'cause he's the one way to get to those heavenly gates. You believe that? You gotta know the man who's been here from the start, not just with your head, but in your heart. Trust him today, he's the only way. The only way. Jesus is the only way.
Man, this is great. Y'all want to hear a joke? There was this Baptist preacher one time, and he went to preach at this Methodist church. I'm really telling a joke. And when he got to this church, they invited him over, you know, for dinner after church, and he got over there, and he got inside and looked at the table, and I mean, there was chicken pot pie and chicken a la king and fried chicken and chicken on a stick. I mean, they had all kinds of chicken. And he thought, well, man, they figured out, you know, us Baptist preachers like chicken. So he didn't want to hurt nobody's feelings. As I'm clearing my nose there. Do it over here. He thought, well, them Baptist preachers, they really like chicken, you know. So he thought, well, I'll eat a little bit of everything so not to hurt her feelings. Well, he ate a little bit of each part, and his stomach got to bother him pretty bad. And he told the, it's clean, don't worry. His stomach got to bothering him pretty bad, so he told the guy, he said, man, my stomach is killing me. He said, well, I'll tell you what, let's go outside and sit on the porch, and we'll drink a glass of tea and let our stomach settle a little bit before we eat dessert. He said, okay. So they went outside, sat down on the porch, and just outside there's just chickens everywhere. Just, you know, hundreds of chickens running around. And he got to watching them, and one of them over here just kind of fell over, and he thought that was odd, and got to looking around, and another one was falling, and they sat there about 10 minutes, and 15 chickens died right there while they were watching. And he said, man, he said, I hate to tell you this, but you've got a lot of chickens here that are dying. And he said, what's wrong with them? He said, I don't know, man. They're dying quicker than we can cook them up. That's a good one, I think.
Are you done? Hurry before he tells another one.
Yeah, I'll tell him all night. There was this bunch of guys one time used to get together, and they would tell each other jokes, and they got to where they was telling the same jokes all the time. So they said, well, I'll tell you, let's just number these jokes so we don't have to tell them, and then we can just still laugh. So one of them would go like, number 5, and they'd all, ha, ha, you know, they'd laugh and think it was hilarious. Another one would go, 16, oh, yeah, that's a good one. And they'd tell jokes. So this fella saw him doing that one day, and he said, man, what are they doing over there? He said, they're telling jokes. He said, they tell them all the time, so they've numbered the jokes. So they just say the number, and they laugh. They know what the punchline is. He said, really? He said, yeah. He said, well, I think I'm going to go try one. He didn't know them or nothing. He walked over to him. He goes, 12. And nobody said nothing. Guy looks at him and said, well, some folks can tell them and some can't.
You're killing me.
I'm not, man. I'm running out of jokes.
Good.
I got one more joke, but it has to do with your height, and we'll save it.